Warning, what you're about to hear is true and may be disturbing for some audiences.
Actually, it started with my kids. The kids were waking up in the middle of the night saying that they felt that somebody was over them. They were hearing singing.
You're about to explore another world, another universe, with the likes of ghosts, Bigfoot, and UFOs.
They were standing up there doing an investigation, and they saw a phantom fire up here growing green and yellow.
You are tuned to the dirt.
When they walked towards it, it went out, and it just disappeared. And they heard what sounded like an Indian saying, Eotosh, Eotosh, which in Algonquin language means stand and fight.
You are tuned to the dirt.
So we pulled down this road, and we got down into a little bit of a clearing. And about that time, we heard this loud scream, howl, pipes down. The thing was sitting there. It was huge. You could see it kind of, it almost like it was dancing back and forth and had its arms waving. My stepmother looked at me and said, that's Bigfoot.
And now, here comes your diva of the dark, Lori Schultz.
Okay. Hi, everybody. You're listening to The Dirt, and I'm really excited today because I have a super special guest with me tonight, Vicki Emanuel, and she is a psychic reader and healer and pet healer. And so tonight, we're going to have a lot of fun for the next couple hours talking with her and finding out all about her. She's got a book. She has all kinds of things going on that we're going to be talking about, so I'm looking forward to it. So, Vicki, hi. Nice to have you on the show.
Thanks for having me. It's great being here. It's awesome meeting you, too.
It's so nice meeting you, too. I look forward to this forever, and I have so many people who are excited that you're an animal reader.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, pets are one of my passions. I mean, I read all energy, but, yes, definitely pets too. And the great thing about pets that I love reading them is, you know, I know the people that own pets love their pets, and the pets, you know, they're like, I want to know what they're saying,
you know.
And so I do love being that communicator between them.
And so you actually can hear what they're saying, then.
Oh, yeah, pets crack me up. You know, a lot of us think that, you know, pets are very serious. They're just kind of like people. You know, I did this one pet reading recently. There was these two dogs. And the one dog was like, my brother's so dumb. And I was just like, what?
That's, you know? So funny.
Yeah, they're very cute.
That's so,
yeah,
cute. And I just want to say that I met Vicki actually through my sister Bonnie, who is actually a part of Team Dirt. And I'm really excited. She's always on with the vegan food. And I want to say thank you very much for Chris Singleton being here tonight, my board guy, video guy, my op, everything.
How you doing? How was your week?
My week was excellent. Thank you. How about yours?
Oh, not too bad. I can't complain.
I have so much to tell you.
Cool.
About my week and different things going on. Chris is amazing. He's relatively new to Team Dirt and everything, but I'll tell you what, he doesn't act new. He knows everything, and he's taking my show to another level with sound and production and everything else. And not only that, he's a great guy to have on the show.
Oh, well, so thank you, Lori.
Thank you. Thank you, Chris. So, okay, so we're going to take a break, and then when we come back, we're going to get started with talking, and I'd really like to start covering your book first and find out a little bit about you and your background and what you do on a regular basis.
Sounds great.
All right, thanks, everybody, and stay tuned for The Dirt. We'll be right back.
And our guests are waiting to hear from you. Give them a call at 742-5555. Once again, that's 742-5555. Now back to the show that explores the outer limits of humanity. Here's Lori and The Dirt.
Hi, everybody. You're listening to The Dirt. And again, I'd like to reintroduce my special guest, Vicki Emanuel. Thank you very much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, I'm so thrilled. I'm like, this next 2 hours is basically going
to
be girl chat. Like, that's what it is. So, Chris, you're just going
to
have to deal with it, okay?
Oh, goody.
Yeah, you're going to. But, you know, if you have any questions for Vicki, I mean, she's amazing.
We actually had a little conversation.
We did.
Earlier.
We were talking. Yeah, we were having a good conversation out before the show.
Really?
So, yeah. I'm,
private one, huh? Behind my back. I see how that goes. That's awesome. No, I'm glad you guys had a chance to talk since I'm always just right on time.
Yeah, from the conversation, it's going to be a great show from the conversation we had.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be awesome. And I wanted to start out. Actually, Vicki started to look, and I know anybody who's watching, she has amazing book that she just gave to me, so thank you very much. I can't wait because I need to manifest a lot of things in 30 days. But that's the name of her new book. It's Manifest Anything You Want in 30 Days. Now, I did post it on the Dirt page, and I think you can pick it at Barnes & Noble, right?
Yeah, you can pick it online, Amazon, pretty much everywhere. And it's also available in ebook.
Okay, that's like super accomplished. When you can pick it up in so many different places, it's awesome. It's pink. I love pink and black. She's in pink. Yeah, so tell us a little bit about your book and when it came out.
Okay, well, I'm finally excited. One of my favorite things is, we all manifest, but I am a manifesting queen. And for you that don't know what manifesting is, it's bringing something into reality that you're really wanting in life. Or you could be negative and bringing bad things into your life, too. So,
right.
You know, over the years, I've been, with what I do, I've been working professionally for 15 years, and I started seeing how people were manifesting and not always the great things they wanted in their life. So I created this book, very easy, very simple steps. It's just each day you do something simple. It's not like a hard read. It's a very easy read. And, you know, changing your mindset. And there's different energy exercises, too, and things. And you can manifest what you want.
Oh, my goodness. I can't wait. I'm manifesting a lot this next 30 days. I'm telling you, Chris. You're part of it. You need to read the book. Okay?
Okay.
Promise? Because we're going to manifest some cool stuff for the show.
It's pink.
It's hot pink.
You know what you could do is you could get the ebook.
I'm going to have to read it where no one can see me read.
I could put a little book cover over it.
That works.
You know what? I was thinking that same thing, and it's funny because I've had a lot of men buy the book. Their wives probably forced them to. But.
Yeah. Well, I'm not his wife, but I still might force them to. But anyway, I'm really looking forward to this. And so what kind of outpour have you had over the book?
Oh, it's all been great. It just released in February, so it's been great.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I actually have another book right now. I'm getting ready to be published, probably not till fall time though. That's on the different color vibrations. I don't know if you know about that,
yes.
The crystals and blu-rays and all of that,
but my listeners might not, so indulge.
So we're all born, there's five different color vibrations, and I'm sure a lot of them have heard about indigos and crystals. One of my gifts are that I can see spirits and before they come on earth, and we choose what our color vibration is going to be. So it's not as extreme as astrology, but when you are a color vibration, just like you're a crystal, I'm looking at you right
really?
Now. Really? Yeah, so crystals are all about people pleasers. They don't like conflict. They have big, beautiful eyes. They're very compassionate. They love nature.
So you're a crystal.
I'm a crystal.
I recognize the big, beautiful eye part. I was like, she has to be. See? I don't read crystals, but I
Right. So there's five different color vibrations, but there's the two new ones, which are rainbows and blu-rays, which are about kids about 20 and younger. They're very high evolved vibrations, so they're very telepathic. There's different ways to work with them, too. So once you know your color vibration, you will know your faults and your good things, and also how to work with it, even academically. So with children, it also helps with children. I have five kids myself and kind of all the different rays.
They're all different, aren't they?
Yeah, they're all different.
Like, two people can create different personalities. Yeah. You know, everybody's different.
Yes. So that book will be coming out in the fall. But I am going to be having a webinar on that, too, because there is definitely different energy techniques you can work with each color vibration.
I'm so excited about this. I mean, I'm already super impressed, and it's only quarter after five. So, anyway, I'm really happy you're here to talk about all this stuff, because I've been reading up on your page and everything, and if anybody's listening and you haven't liked her page, do it, because she is offering.
Yes, if you become a Facebook fan, I will give you one free question by email off my Facebook fan page. And the easiest way to become my Facebook fan page, because I don't even know how to get to Facebook unless you go to my website. So energyreader.com, and then you click right on there on the front page is the Facebook, and you just click like, and then I will know, and you send me your question.
Okay, and you can even say you heard this on the Dirt if you're
definitely.
If you're worried when you see all of her likes on her page, because she's amazing. So just go ahead and just say you heard it from the Dirt, and she'd be happy to do that. So you answer questions via email. Like, how is
that? So I'm an energy reader. I'm a name reader. So you know, I'm a, if you want to put names to it, I'm a psychic, I'm a medium, I can, you know, see loved ones in the heaven, I can communicate to angels, to spirit guides, all of that. I'm a health intuitive, I'm a pet intuitive. All I need is a name. So if, so, you know, I used to own a center in Florida. I just recently moved to California, and I've been doing phone readings for over 15 years now. So I get the same information, whether it comes by email, if it comes by phone, it doesn't matter.
Really?
I just tune into my intuition and
I
listen.
I find that so interesting. Like somebody can be like, even look at a picture or
touch definitely.
Something, or somebody emails pictures, because a lot of the paranormal investigators, Chris knows this, there, you guys have remote readers for your investigations.
We do,
And to me, it's
Astro.
It's a wonder.
Remote viewing's awesome. I actually can teach that. You'd be amazed that you'd be able to do that yourself.
Oh, really? The astral projection?
Mm-hmm.
It's weird. I've had, like, almost, like, out-of-body experiences ever since my son died, just because of lack of sleep and different things.
Oh, yeah.
And it's... my last couple shows, how crazy have I been over the astral projection? It's weird. She is psychic. Because I've been, like, obsessed over it. My last guests were astral project, like, they could astral project.
Right. Well, yeah, everybody can. I do that, too. And the great thing, I don't know if you know this, but they actually use that in the military.
I know that. And I brought that up, too. I was talking about how they spy and they can do things and, you know, check on secret things and go in secret meetings and everything else.
I even use
everything
it for myself.
Kept from us. We're so kept in the dark. So annoying.
That was the Cold War they did that, wasn't it? It was us and Russia both had programs trying to spy on each other, remote viewing style.
Oh, it's so nuts. And then yet they want to say none of it's real.
Of course not.
Yeah.
No.
What are you talking about? Hold on, we're having another secret meeting. You know? But that's interesting. So you could teach how to do that.
Yeah, I can teach
it. We can start right now. No, just kidding. Well, start on the air. And look at you go, yes, because he's interested too.
Well, the great thing is you can use it for everyday things. So let's say you want to go on vacation. I do this a lot of times on vacation. I want to take my family to vacation. I will actually travel there, ask to travel there before I go. I will see how the weather is. I'll even go down and touch the water to see if we want to swim in that water if it's too cold.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. No, it's great. You can use it for everything. You know, you can check on your husband.
Oh, I need this. Just kidding.
Your kids?
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding?
Oh, yeah. I know when they're lying to me every time.
You're like standing behind them as they text.
Yeah.
You know, it's not – those aren't the main reasons I would want to do it, but, I mean, those are good reasons.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, those are great things. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I flew once in a dream.
Oh, yeah.
Like, over, like, trees and everything else, and it felt so real, and I was like, no, I felt like I did.
Oh, flying's awesome, and that means so many different things. That's freedom and dreams. I mean, dreams are amazing, too. I'm not a dream interpreter, but I do, you know, interpret them through intuition-wise if people do have dreams.
Wow, I'm so impressed right now. Oh, and what are these right here you have for...
Yeah, so I brought, well, I had, these are kind of my cards. Well, they're left over from Hay House. I also have a webinar that was live, but you can actually still download it through Hay House. I don't know if you know Hay House. It's a huge publisher. It's called hayhouse.com. You can go there. It's called Transform Your Energy, Transform Your Life. And this was a great webinar because everything is energy, and I went over how to work with energy to bring more abundance in your life, to help with, actually children and pets are on there too, and how to work with health and healing and just different energy techniques to help you in all areas of your life. And it's very inexpensive, and it's a download, and it goes straight on your computer.
Okay, that's awesome. And how long is it?
I want to say it's an hour and a half. I was only supposed to be an hour, and I went a little bit over.
Well, I was trying to find it. So if you get a chance, maybe if you could post the link.
Yes.
And
yeah.
And I'll promote it to any of the listeners.
And you can go straight to my website. It's on my website, too.
It's weird. I must be a bad investigator because I seriously, the only thing I could find was the book. And so
well, that's good for me to know. Yes.
Okay, yeah. I couldn't find the webinar. So so if anybody's listening, I'll get that from you, and we'll post that.
Yes.
Because I was really interested in it, too. You know, I mean, everybody, there's your whole life here, it's all about bettering and, you know, becoming, you know, a better person and more one with yourself and everything.
Right.
And, I mean, why stop learning?
And we all work with energy. You just don't realize it. So it's always best to work with energy in a positive way and change it so you can bring in the abundance in all ways.
Exactly. So I was going to ask you, the pets. I'm so curious about the pets.
Yes.
We have a little wild Yorkie. She's the cutest little cutie thing. Like she seems like part fox, part dog, part, I mean, she's
what's
just,
her name?
Her name is Rose.
Because I already see, she, you know, just tuning into her immediately, I saw she sees spirits. So she's a psychic dog.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, you know, do you want to know something strange that you would say this? Okay, I can't believe I'm admitting all these things on the air all the time. People are probably like, what? Okay, so the other night, I was in the kitchen, and Rose, of course, she follows me around because she knows I drop things, and she's just waiting for that snack. And so anyway, she's hanging around me, and all of a sudden, underneath my table, her blue ball starts rolling, but it was rolling in different directions, kind of, but only like within a 1 foot space, but it was moving, and I didn't notice that at first, but then she alerted, and she looked, and she watched it for a second, and I did too. I was like, what the heck? And then all of a sudden, she ran over to it and moved a little more, and then she grabbed it and started playing. And sometimes she runs all crazy around the house, like she's playing with someone else. I'm like, what the heck?
She's playing with somebody else.
That is so cute.
Yes, I see her seeing spirits, and one in particular likes to play with her.
Really?
Yeah, and she wants more treats.
She needs more treats. I just bought her some treat sticks the other day. Well, okay, her mouth is this big. She is picky.
She's picky.
She will not eat certain dog food.
She likes chicken.
She does, and she likes tuna. Mm-hmm. She went all crazy for it. Actually, we worked with her with sitting and rolling over and different things. I mean, she doesn't want to learn anything like that. She just wants to play.
Mm-hmm. Well, how old is she?
8 months.
Oh, she's still a puppy. Yeah. She's really smart, though.
She is.
So I do feel her trainable.
And she's so attached to Josie, my daughter.
Oh my goodness.
Like, today, even taking her outside, like, after she was kenneled up, you know, she knew Josie just had come home. Would not go use the bathroom out back. Would not do anything. She was crying, trying to get to the door. She had to see her mommy first, because Josie's her mommy. And so she just goes crazy for Josie. She is completely bonded.
Well, people don't realize, too, that their pets will usually pick one person and more than the others. Not that they don't love everybody, but they will actually heal that person. So, and they will actually take on, you know, I'm sure you've heard of the personality. The dog, you know, is like the personality of the person. But they can actually take on physical elements, too. So if a dog has diabetes, I guarantee somebody in the house has diabetes because the pet actually is taking that and healing it.
Wow.
So since she's with your daughter, they will be like this.
Do you want to know something else about how she is healing Josie? She's healed all of us, but the night that my son got in the accident, right after the dinner we were all at together, we actually went and picked Rose up, and it was before we got the phone call about my son. And so we were all to dinner with my son and all of us together. We left Red Lobster, went and picked up Rose, and we were only driving maybe 5-10 minutes, and we got the phone call that he had been in head on the way home. And Rose has been such a healing distraction for Josie. Like, the entire time she was in the hospital for the 3 days, Rose never made a peep. And believe me, it's weird because when we brought her home, she's crazy. And so she knew.
Well, like, she's the laughter that you guys need.
She is, because we could be sitting there sad and Rose doesn't care. She's going to still do something funny and make us laugh, you know. She's amazing. And so pets are very healing. And so I know everybody's listening going, my pet does that and my pet does this. And if you guys want to call in, 742-5555 and talk to us. And it's 530 area code if you have any questions or you'd like to make a comment on anything. I know everybody loves their pets. We do. You do.
Oh,
you have beautiful pets.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, my gosh. They're so huge.
I have one special one, my Great Dane.
The grayish one?
The white one.
The white one.
Yeah, she's white. She's also deaf.
Oh, that's
and she's
sweet.
Also can't see really well.
Oh.
And she's not real smart.
And how
but I love her to death.
How old is she?
She's one, and she's like 160 pounds.
She is big.
And she thinks she's a lap dog. She sits in your lap, and she's just as sweet as can be. But
she's
she is
so
a lot of work.
Too. I saw her. I was like, wow, she's beautiful. Now, when you picked out your dog, what,
I knew
I mean,
she
you
was
picked
deaf.
A huge
yeah.
One. Oh, you did?
Yeah. Well, I actually had her sister too. It's a long story.
I'm all you did, and you're psychic. I'm all really?
Yeah. Right. Well, yeah. That's one of the things I can do is tune in, and I can tell you how their health is. If there's any health issues, you know, if they're deaf or whatever.
Yeah.
I actually told the breeder. You know, we got her from a breeder. I actually paid for her, and I love her to death. I usually adopt, but I just was really drawn to her, and So the breeder, I told her, I said, I really feel like she's deaf, but she is primarily white. And this happens to a lot of dogs that aren't, she's supposed to be Harlequin. So a lot of dogs, you know, that aren't supposed to be all white, if they're more white than what they're supposed to be, they'll be deaf. There's a gene there for some reason.
Oh, that's different. Mm-hmm. I never heard of that.
Yeah, it's very common. But I just had the, you know, I can feel and see. So I will actually sense what the pet does. I go in and I can see through their eyes and I will feel the same things in my body, even just the same as people. I mean, it's the same way I read a person too, but the same thing for a pet. And yeah, so I went in there and I know she hears a little bit out of her right ear, but it has to be very, very loud.
Aww.
Yeah, but I love her to death.
And that's sweet that she has you, because if she can't hear, somebody else might have had a harder time
being
with her.
Well, that's why I think she's meant to be with me. I mean, because we've had every kind, you know, she's just very special. I call her my special little girl.
Don't you have three?
I do. I have three dogs, yeah.
Okay, what are your other ones, too?
I have a Puggle.
Okay.
Was crazy. Was given to me. Craziest dog ever. Now it's much better. And then I have a Basset Hound mix, Gilmore.
Aww.
He's getting old, so I'm hoping he stays around a little bit longer.
My daughter Lorraine, that's her favorite dog.
A Basset Hound?
Yeah.
Oh my God, they're so stubborn.
Really?
Oh my God, yeah. I love them to death, but they're such a handful. They're so stubborn.
Really? It's
kind of
like a mule.
They do whatever, and then they play stupid, and they're like, I don't know what you're talking about. And they do.
That's so cute. Yeah. Oh my goodness. Well, I love the idea that you do this, and do people. Like, do they just contact you, like, for the email, or do you have a shop, or how do you?
Well, you do by phone. I do the independent appointments by phone consultations. My phone number is 239-851-4563, but you can always go to my website, easiest way, energyreader.com. I also do webinars. I actually am getting ready to do a medium gallery through webinar. I travel right now doing different group things. I just came from Florida. I did an amazing medium gallery on the beach. I love being in nature.
I saw the pictures.
I love nature. Yeah, it is what's crazy is it was going, I love how the universe works. If you're not from Florida usually in the summertime rains every single day at 6 o'clock. Okay, so my medium gallery is at 6 o'clock, and I was like praying to the rain gods. I'm like, oh, can we just like keep the rain off, you know? And it looked like it was getting ready to rain, but it didn't. And then what was amazing was I was told before we a medium gallery is actually where I go around to each person and whoever comes in from spirit world, and I give them a message from a loved one on the other side, or their angel or spirit guide, just so you know what a medium gallery is. So it's very cool for me, too, because I never know who's going to be attending from Spirit World, and I have all these strangers, and it's really cool, right? Mm-hmm. So I heard, though, before we get it started, to do a meditation and bring in dolphin energy for people. So I'm like, okay. So I did this, and why I'm doing the meditation, there was a dolphin and a baby dolphin, and a rainbow appeared,
beautiful.
Two out of the sky. It was amazing. I was just like, oh, this is so meant to
and
be.
And a baby one?
And a baby one with it.
That
was
so sweet.
It was. Yeah, so I do different group things all over. I do them here in California too.
Okay.
But and now the internet's awesome because I can do webinars and medium galleries through that way.
What do you charge for your medium? Is that an appropriate question?
Oh yeah.
No.
Definitely. $75 for a medium gallery. It just depends on, like, I have a webinars coming up. I do different webinars and different things. Like I was telling you with the color vibrations. I do webinars on pets, just different ones. You can always visit my website for the most things, but they're all kind of different fees.
Okay.
Yeah.
And for $75 per person?
Per person. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's really cool. And so you just let people know when they are, or they can plan it kind of like a party.
Yeah, you know, it was what they were very popular in Florida, and I'm still up to doing this now here in California. People would actually have me at their house and have a party. They would
that's
have
what
about,
I'm thinking.
Yes.
That's
they would
so
have
fun.
Wine and hors d'oeuvres, and it's actually a lot of fun. And there'd be about 20 people.
I want to do that.
Yeah, it's fun. It's a great time, yeah. And it's really cool because then you're with your friends, and, mm-hmm. you know, then you all can, like, oh, yeah, I knew that person, you know.
And
what
you
mean?
Have, like, each other as, like, a witness to how
yes.
it's fun and the different things that happen, and it's fun to be able to, like, talk about it with somebody that's close to you that was right there with you. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? When you experience something special like that.
Yes.
I mean, for me, it's been really special anytime. You know, anybody's been in contact with my son and different things like you.
Yeah, he's here. He's always with you.
I know, that's so sweet. It makes me feel comforted, you know, because, like, as a mother, it's a hard thing to let go of.
Oh, yeah. I can't. I mean, you know, I've dealt with death for a long time being a medium. And, you know, the thing I said with death is actually they're at home. They're, you know, when we die, we're actually at home. It just kind of stinks for us humans down here.
Yeah.
You know, but they're actually 100% love now at home.
Yeah. As far as, like, when you see somebody, and you don't have to use my son for an example if you don't want, but mm-hmm. whatever you want. But when you see them, do you actually see them, hear them, or if it, you know how different people have...
All the above, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all the above. I started at 5 when I saw my first spirit, which was
scary. To ask you that, how this started. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so I started at 5 that I can remember, and it was a very scary experience as a child, and actually a lot of children do see spirits. We shut it off after we get older. And then I was raised in a very religious upbringing, so then... It really was scary because my mom told me it was from Satan, you know, so when I saw all these people.
So then you're afraid.
Yeah, then I was terrified, and then I had a premonition of my father dying, and I had a premonition of people dying, and they died. So it wasn't a very good experience as I was younger, but, you know, and I can see them. Like, it's not literally like I see every person. It's like you kind of see through the person, and the person will come in, and they'll show me, you know, like if the grandmother, like grandmas will put on lipstick or moms, will, whatever their trait was, they'll show me something. A significance, you know, or glasses. Sometimes I do get names. I will actually feel in my body sometimes how they died. So, you know, sometimes I can't breathe if it was a heart attack or whatever it is. So I use all my senses. And it's not like I even, it's like it chose me. But I know how to shut it off now, though.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Although I was flying yesterday, I just came in late last night from Florida.
Yes, I'm glad you had a safe trip.
Yes, thank you. But it was funny because I had one of those cards that I usually don't even have on me. But these two people were late coming on the plane that were sitting next to me, and the lady tells me she almost missed their funeral, her husband's funeral. It was sad, and I usually don't say anything, you know, about what I do or anything. But then I smelled the smoke because of the senses. I'm like, did he smoke? So I just asked her. I'm like, okay, did he smoke? And she's like, yes. How do you know? And I'm like, oh, he's here with us right now. And you know, she was obviously it was meant to be because she asked me for my card too, which was pretty cool. But it was just I think it was a relief that she needed to hear. So sometimes if they do come in at a certain time, I think it just helps that person.
And do you think, like, the spirits know when it's the right time to come in?
Oh, totally. Totally.
Okay, so, like, I think it's interesting, like, how, okay, for example, because the only example I know is, like, my son, how he knows, like, who to go to. Like, he sees you're going to come over here?
Mm-hmm.
Or, like...
Right, well,
I mean,
because I'm open, you know. So a lot of times, too, when people are first... Because everybody can learn to communicate. It mm-hmm. just depends on the level. Just like sports, some people are just really good at it, and some people just aren't, you know.
And they just hate PE.
Yeah, exactly. So that's not what they're supposed to do.
Exactly.
Yeah, so, you know, if it's kind of like that light's open for them, and they're like, oh, somebody, you know, they're sitting there staring, and somebody waving, and they're like, somebody can hear me. And it's really what they come through because that person on earth needs to hear it. They need confirmation, or they need the condolence, or they need whatever it is. So that's why they come through that person to it.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a break here. And when we come back, we will actually, I want to talk a little bit about the crystals. Not the crystals, but the
color vibration. Yes.
See, you have to teach me so much.
Yeah,
okay, when we come back, we'll talk about that.
Sounds great.
Everybody stay tuned for the Dirt.
Here comes your diva of the dark. Here's Lori and the Dirt.
Hi, everybody. You're listening to the Dirt, and I'm really excited to have Vicki Emmanuel here. And we've been having a lot of fun. Her book right here, Manifest Anything You Want in 30 Days. And she gave me a free one, and so I'm super happy. But the rest of you need to go out and buy it because, I mean, I'm sure there's something you want to manifest in 30 days. I know Chris does.
Who
I can
always
think
money?
Of something I need in the next 30 days.
Exactly. I mean, come on. So I believe that you can. I mean, our life here is we create what we want, right?
We all create. And I think a lot of people don't realize that. And once you come into that concept of, wow, I can change this. And it's actually very simple, very easy. There's different techniques that are so simple that after you do just one little thing, everything else falls into place.
You know what I'm going to start reading tonight, right? This, how to manifest
and
anything
one
you want
thing,
in
one thing.
One thing and just work on that.
And just work on that, yeah. Yeah, and
I
people,
know
you
is.
Know, money,
okay,
health.
Okay, let's see if you can read my mind and tell me what you think it is.
Let me see.
I'll make it clear for you. I'll try to.
Okay.
Okay, just wait.
I just feel more openness, like more love and more just connection.
And healing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is about that. Mm-hmm. It has nothing to do with money.
Well, love heals everything.
Yeah.
People don't realize
Look
that.
At you all. Way to put me on the spot, Lori. No, I'm like, let's test this out.
Can you read my mind? And people always say that. They'll be like, well, you are psychic.
Oh, okay.
But then only things that come to you. Like, and that's right.
Yeah, it's cute because I play with my kids. Actually, I have my little ones. I have five kids, but my littlest one's 5 and 7. We do, and I tell other people, too, that you can do this little game. It's an intuitive game because I teach how to be more intuitive, too. It's in your head, think of a color, and then my other kid will try to guess it.
That's so cute.
Yeah, and they're pretty good.
Really? And
yeah.
So do you have any of your kids get your gifts?
Oh, yeah. My daughter is, super psychic. So she's 7. I have to tell you my little daughter story.
Okay.
My one girl. I have 4 boys. And my oldest is 21. So I have, you know, older kids. And so I didn't... Nothing against Sagittarius people, but I have a Sag. Okay. I have a Sagittarius son, and he's an indigo on top of that. That's the color vibration I was telling you. So that means he's a pain, just hard, he's really good, at, really smart, really gifted at school, but, you know, just is into his own self. So I said, you know what, I'm not having another Sag. And my husband and I are like, we're not going to have a Sag. And I'm like, nope, I'm not having a Sag. So this is how funny,
this
too, because, you know, one of my gifts are I can see kids before they come to Earth, and actually children choose us. We think it's the other way around. I want to know kids, and I have 5 kids, so I think it's funny, and it's really hard for me to get pregnant. So obviously I'm supposed to have 5 kids. But it's funny, so my daughter, she's like, I wasn't getting pregnant, and she tells, but this is before she gets pregnant, you know, and I'm intuitive, and she tells me I'm going to be a Sag, and I'm like, you're not going to be born a Sag. There's no way we're going to have a Sag. So of course I get pregnant. I don't know how, because I made
you
sure.
You were making sure.
I was making sure. Was making sure. Oh, so she's a Sag. She came out a double Sag. But why I was carrying her, I just couldn't believe that she came out double Sag. But why I was carrying her, she's so psychic that my gifts, like right now I see angels and spirit guides and the people in heaven, but my gifts were heightened 100%. I literally saw angels like I see people. Like, I was just crazy. But it was really hard for me to carry her. I had this thing called pups where I itch all the time. I actually have scars on my arms from itching so much because I'm a high vibration, and then I was carrying a high vibration. So okay. We didn't mix very well, you know, and so it was really hard to carry. But she's so funny because then she told me what her name was going to be. And then she told me, and this happens all the time too, so I can tell you, I can talk to the baby when the baby's in your tummy. And not all babies are like this, but some are strong-willed and say, well, I'm going to be born at this time. And a lot of them will actually show me astrology. And I'm like, I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm not astrology. But I can tell in, I can tune in if they want to be born at the sunlight, or if they want to be born in the moon, or, you know, and so we always think it's up to us, and I think it's so funny because it's totally not. So I was getting induced on a Monday because I was leaking, and I'm like, okay, you're going to be born tonight. And she's like, no, I'm going to be born on Tuesday at twilight. And I'm like, you're not being born on Tuesday at twilight. You're being born today.
And what day was that?
And guess who won? She was born on Tuesday at twilight.
And what day was it when you were, like...
Monday. I had labor, horrible, horrible labor, horrible labor.
No, thank you.
Yeah, and then she came out a double Sag, so her rising sign or other sign, I just had a laugh.
So while she was a baby, does that simmer down until she's older? Or?
Well, she's super gifted now, so she's super psychic. So she's a rainbow, and rainbows, if you have a rainbow child, the color vibrations I was talking about, rainbows, probably about the age, primarily they're actually in elementary to middle school right now, being born right now are rainbows. And rainbows are very psychic. They're very healing. They actually absorb other people's energy, especially people that are really sad and stuff. So they can act out because they're all over. They're very emotional.
Okay.
They're very gifted. They start very young doing rainbows, drawing rainbows. They love all the mystical. They're very healing. Their hands healing. They can put their hands right on you and they'll heal you.
And
they're amazing.
So, my little granddaughter, she loves rainbows.
Oh, yeah. So she's probably a rainbow.
And that's my son's daughter.
They're very high vibrations, very artsy, very great, gifted.
She already, thinks of songs in her head.
Yes.
She's 5.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, totally. They start young, very young, and act a lot older. The downfall of a rainbow, I don't even want to say downfall, but as a parent of a rainbow, they're all over the place. So mm-hmm. trying to ground them and put them in one part of the body, you know, just, focus on this is very hard.
It's so funny because me and my son, our song is Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Aww.
And it's just it's funny because she does and so she fit that description.
Oh, totally. I'm sure she is a rainbow.
Yeah.
Because those are the newer vibrations I was telling you about.
That are How come in. They're new?
Well, the Earth is evolving. I was just having this kind of conversation with him over there about
him over there, that guy, Chris.
Chris, I almost said Chris. I almost said Chris. Sorry.
You can just call him the guy behind the glass.
Sorry.
Yeah, Mr. Glass.
Yeah, about the new vibration about the Earth. The Earth is evolving, so we as humans need to evolve with the Earth, and the newer vibrations are the rainbows and the blue rays right now. And blue rays are very telepathic. They're actually taking over the indigos. So indigos are kind of fading out. Crystals, I still see some being born, but mm-hmm. crystals are from the beginning of time. Like we're the originals, yeah. And I love crystals. Mm-hmm, crystals are very loving, giving. They can get older and be very resentful because they do everything for others and not themselves. So mm-hmm. it's really their own fault. So it's what happens when they get older, they get resentful. But with the Earth evolving to a newer high vibration, we need the involvement of humans to come in and healing mm-hmm. and very healing.
That's so interesting. So what is he?
Oh, he's definitely a crystal.
You're a crystal?
Yay!
Yay, we're all crystals.
You don't like conflict, do you?
I hate conflict. I avoid it at all costs.
Yeah. Crystals hate conflict.
I know. Yeah. We do.
And we like to, like, put so much on our back and take over so much. We won't say no.
No.
Wow.
We won't.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, sure.
I mean, like, you should. He is a crystal. He does take on a lot. He instantly just jumped right into the team dirt. That's taking on a lot. That's like, I got some room in my backpack, for real. But, yeah, that's really cool that you can read that. And how do you read that?
Well, I am an intuitive. So, like you said before, with the pictures or a name, I can just read into it. You know, it's kind of like astrology. You're born. It's a little bit different than astrology. Astrology is specifically to your day. With the color vibrations, you're born into a group. So okay. It's like you're a crystal, I'm a crystal, I'm a crystal. And actually crystals will, usually whatever your color is, you will vibrate to people. But, you just attract to more of that same vibration. But crystals are actually the ones that will actually attract every color vibration because
really?
We put up with so much.
Oh, okay.
So we're if people have heard of an indigo, indigos are the warriors. Oh, boy. They're just tough to raise, but
okay,
they're wonderful.
So what are the color vibrations that
you there's an indigo. Indigos aren't as many. They were born, from 19, from the beginning of time to, like, about 10 years ago.
Okay.
But there was more crystals, much more crystals than there were indigos. And indigos are warriors. They're great because they'll actually get things done. They're very stubborn, very set in their ways, but they actually will get things done and evolved.
Okay.
So they do not like to be told what to do, even when they're two. So if you have an indigo child, good luck.
You're like stubborn.
But they're smart and they will advance very far when they get older.
Okay.
So that's a good thing. So there's five. So there's indigo crystal, and then there's the golden ray. Golden rays were popular a while ago, but now they're actually coming back. They're more evolved. Golden rays are obviously golden. They love gold. They need the sun. They're star children. They're very independent. They don't need anybody else to complete them, which I love about a golden, because crystals, we're about saving everybody, and that's not what a golden is. A golden is you have to save yourself if you want to be with me. That's pretty much how it is, yeah. And there is rainbow, which I just covered, mm-hmm. about, and then blu-ray. Blu-rays are very telepathic. They're the new ones that are coming in, very smart. They will be the doctors, lawyers. You know, they'll be all of those CEOs and all of that, where the rainbows will be the actresses and the artists and... Actually, a rainbow and a blu-ray, they really even and balance each other out. And I'm seeing right now with all the siblings, the newer vibrations coming in, they're usually siblings. There's a rainbow and a blu-ray.
That's really interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, and so your webinar has to do with that?
Mm-hmm. I have a webinar coming up. It'll probably be in July. I don't have it. I'm waiting to move and find out my total date here.
Yes.
But, yeah, so it'll probably be July about all the different color vibrations. Because the great thing is once you find out your color vibration, then you'll understand on how to work with yourself, how to ground your body. So, like I was telling you about, rainbows are all over the place.
Yeah.
But there's actually certain energy techniques that you can ground them and put them in their body where they'll help with stress. And definitely a rainbow, you got to clear their energy field because they take on other people's energy.
Okay. That's very interesting. And so we're going to head to a break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about astral projection, my favorite subject. So stay tuned for the dirt.
Lori and her guests are waiting to hear from you. Give them a call at 742-5555. That's 742-5555. Here's Lori and the Dirt.
Hi, everybody. You're listening to The Dirt. Hi, Ken. I've got Ken back there. He's always a fun sight. So anyway, we're back to talking to you, and we were going to talk about astral projection.
Yes, astral traveling.
Astral traveling.
Well, you can do either, whatever you, whichever
okay,
one
well,
you want to
say. Explain the difference.
Well, I think you're thinking about this astral projection where you go, like I was telling you about traveling.
Yeah.
You can, yeah, they're both called the same.
Okay.
Yeah, so astral traveling, you can, you can actually... I always tell people to first start with meditation or just quieting their mind, especially people will have a problem with it if your mind is going, and nobody's mind should be going anyways, because that's when you, if your mind is going, then your whole life is chaos. And
right.
If you want your life to calm down, then you need to calm down your mind. But once you do that, you can actually travel and you can go to different cities, states, you can travel even into your future, into your past, you can travel into people, you know, you can definitely project yourself and go there. And it does take practice, you know,
mm-hmm.
just like anything else. It's pretty cool. You want to start with something that, like, you could tell your friend, hey, you know, I'm going to come to your house and let me, like, hold something. You know, and
mm-hmm.
just and go there. I do it a lot of times in my readings with when somebody asks me a question about their house, I'll ask for their address. And to verify I'm at the right house, I'll see glimpses of stuff, like either, you know, they're in the country or they're by a lake, or and then I'll go in their house and I'll see like a high ceiling. You're not going to literally see like every single thing,
right.
mind you, because you're going there through your mind. But you will see little glimpses of things.
Okay. The guest that I had on last week, and he was saying how he had an out-of-body experience where he left his bed, and he didn't realize, I think at the time he was...
going?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he walked down the hallway, and other people were in his house.
Wow.
So he must have time-traveled, either before or after he lived
there. Oh, okay. You mean they live only one there?
They even saw him.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
So what
yeah, well that would be the same. So you can also do it mindfully. So in other words, you could sit down, you know, it sounds like he was having an out of body experience.
Yeah.
Which is a little bit different.
Sleeping. He doesn't do it on purpose.
Okay, so that's, I mean, you could call that astral traveling too, but you can also do it by sitting down intentionally, like I said with the traveling, saying, you know what, I'm going to, you know, I'm looking at moving right now, so I've been doing that a lot. I'll go and I'll, like, look at the city and I'll feel the energy and I'll feel the vibration and put yourself there. But I am making myself aware of doing it. So people can do that also.
And do you think that's where some people get their sense of deja vu from? Like maybe they
totally.
Done that?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, totally. Yeah, people don't realize our mind is so powerful.
Yeah.
So powerful. I believe that our intuition is in our mind. We only use 10% of our brain. And I believe that the intuition is in your brain.
Mhm.
Yeah.
I think that's so cool. So basically you start people out, or like if they want to, and you were saying like you can teach people. So
oh, yeah,
what you would
I
do
teach,
is mm-hmm. like you would start teaching them just to meditate and just clear
yeah,
their
first
thoughts.
Thing is they have to quiet their mind.
Mm-hmm.
And with everything, anything, with intuition, anything, is validation and believing in yourself. You know, I did this class recently that had, it's a little while ago, but we had all newbies that were like, I can't astral travel. And they did their very first time. And I get this all the
wow.
time. Even in my, I do psychic development classes too. And they're like, I can't read that person. And they always come out getting something. And I think it's because they don't give themselves credit. And I'm like, how do you know? You've never even tried. And when you think of it that way, you know, you learned your language. You could learn, even right now, if you would go to learn Spanish, you could learn one word, which
right.
means you learned something. So I did actually, this was really cool because my friend went to Ireland and I'd never been there. And we asked to travel this new class. There was probably about 20 of them, and 10 of them were pretty much new, like didn't know anything. And they did. They visited. They got something. We went to a castle. They didn't even know there was a dungeon in the castle because my friend that was there, she was the one validating everything.
That's so cool.
And there was, and they're like, I feel this yucky energy. And so they got something. So I always tell people, like, give yourself more credit.
Now, I was reading up on this. Like I said, I've been kind of obsessed with it lately. But so you can actually travel with people that can travel, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You mean
plan a travel, like a meeting.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
So do you have any friends that you meet in astral planes Oren?
No, I don't. I mean, because this is what I do for a living.
Yeah.
You're probably a little bit more excited, but you could. You definitely could. And I think it's a lot of fun that, you, especially for people like for you, I think it'd be great for you to set something up and have like a little astro party.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, instead of a psychic party, have an astro party.
We could do that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, totally. You want to go?
I'm in.
I think that would be great.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, here's the one question I have, since you're a little bit more experienced in it, or a lot more. I was just wondering, people say it could be dangerous to, like, astral project.
I don't think...
Or travel.
I think, well, when you astral travel, like, the guy was, like you were saying with him, you're not in your body. You're always protected, though. I mean, you always come back to your body. But if you want to stay out there more than you want to stay in your body, then yes, that's going to become a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you like to hang out in spirit world more, it's the same thing as all. So people that have Alzheimer's, they actually start hanging out in spirit world. It's a very safe way to leave the earth because now they hang in spirit world a lot more than they're hanging out in their body. And so what happens is they eventually just hang out and that's how they die. Right.
Yeah.
So I could, you know, there is a problem with it. If you're just wanting to astral travel 24/7 and not be in your body, it's definitely going to make you not grounded.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then they say also, like, you could be vulnerable to other spirits.
Yeah. You know, I always tell people, especially when they're doing psychic abilities, because especially right now when I was talking about earlier about the universe shifting, there's some serious new energies coming in that you do. And I don't want to scare people because I always tell them, like, you got to know you're in power. And you have to state your power and say, I'm powerful, you know, and not let other entities into your body. But you could be open, you know, when you don't know what you're doing, always be with somebody that does know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, that's with anything.
That's
you play
true.
With matches, you could get burned. You
right.
know what I mean?
You go on a hike, you want some
exactly.
Or,
you go on
yeah.
hike, you want your bear. Me, I have my bear spray, I got my knife, I got everything.
I know, I'm always afraid of bears.
Yeah, so you could definitely.
Okay, well, that's cool. I'm probably going to ask you more questions about it. We're coming up to the top of the hour here, and we've got about a minute left, so it's not near enough time to cover the things I want to ask. So, but anyway, and so we'll have a little bit longer break. So everybody who's listening to The Dirt, just stay tuned, and we'll be back, and we're going to be talking about some other things. But if you guys have questions, you guys can call in and talk to Vicki and just see if there's anything she can do to answer any questions about your pets, yourself, or whatever. And I'm not saying she's going to give you a free reading, but you can ask her questions on how to
right.
get a hold of, you know, you or whatever. Or
right.
Maybe make some comments. It'd be fun. So anyway, it's 530-742-5555. Everybody stay tuned and join us back after the break.
Warning, what you're about to hear is true and may be disturbing for some audiences.
Actually, it started with my kids. The kids were waking up in the middle of the night saying that they felt that somebody was over them. They were hearing singing.
You're about to explore another world, another universe, with the likes of ghosts, Bigfoot, and UFOs.
They were standing up there doing an investigation, and they saw a phantom fire up here growing green and yellow.
You are tuned to The Dirt.
When they walked towards it, it went out, and it just disappeared. And they heard what sounded like an Indian saying, Eotosh, Eotosh, which in Algonquin language means stand in front.
You are tuned to The Dirt.
So we pulled down this road, and we got down into a little bit of a clearing. And about that time, we heard this loud scream, howl, pipes down. The thing was sitting there. It was huge. You could see it kind of, it almost like it was dancing back and forth and had its arms waving. My stepmother looked at me and said, that's Bigfoot.
And now, here comes your diva of the dark, Lori Schultz.
Hi, everybody. You're listening to The Dirt. So thank you so much for staying tuned in with us. And I have Vicki Emanuel here with us. And she has her new book that got released in February. It's Manifest Anything You Want in 30 Days. And so she was sweet enough to give me one of these books. So I'm just deciding what I want to manifest. So I'm going to be working on that in the next 30 days. I'll let you all know how that goes. And then Chris is next. Chris is going to be the one who's going to manifest something.
Sweet.
Yeah, I can't even wait. I can't wait to see what you manifest.
Oh, I'm going to have to do some serious thinking.
Yeah.
I only get one thing?
Well, she said focus on one thing.
A lot of people, that's the problem they do, is they have like 10 things they want. You know, they want more money, they want a better relationship, they want a better job, and that's the problem. You need to limit to one.
Okay.
30 days.
Okay.
The next 30 days, you'll manifest that, and then the next 30 days, you'll get something else.
Yeah, because, I mean, you could do that. Like,
it could even be peace.
It could be once a month you figure something out, or you can just go like we're going now and just not figure anything out. Month after month after month after month.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, so you might as well try to manifest one thing. At least you did one thing.
Yeah, whatever I've been doing so far has not been working, so I'm ready for a change.
Are you kidding me? You've been doing great. You're here. You're doing so... I'm not even going to say. No, I'm just kidding.
Listen, I got one good thing going for me, and that's the dirt.
Yay. Oh, okay. You're back on my good side. Okay, so we were talking about the astral projection, and I know the obsession and everything like that, but I'll get over that, and pretty soon I'm going to ask her about aliens. But, you know, because we need to know. But the astral projection, okay, I was asking if it's safe and if you felt like that or that. And actually, I forgot my sister's on the line. Bonnie, right? Oh, my gosh. Bonnie, I'm so sorry. I almost started talking all over again.
Oh,
I'm so into Vicky right now. Bonnie, are you there?
I am.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Thank you so much for calling in.
Hi, Bonnie.
Sure. Hi, Vicky. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm calling in for you.
Oh, nice. Awesome.
I usually do a vegan recipe of the week, but today I didn't do my job, sadly, but because I wasn't sure where I'd be at today or if I could even listen, so...
No, this is awesome. I'm so glad that you called in. So, do you have a question for Vicky?
I do, but first I wanted to let her know that I did buy her Kindle book. I mean, the book on Kindle, the Kindle edition.
Oh, cool. Awesome. Thanks, Bonnie.
That's sure.
Are you going to manifest something great?
What's that?
Are you looking at manifesting something great?
I hope so. Mostly, yes, that, and then also to support you, because I think there's a reason why people meet. You know what I mean?
Oh, and thank you.
It's a good thing.
Sweet. You're so sweet.
You're funny. Thank you. And you're sweet, too. And so is Lori. Anyway, I was calling to see if I could find out what my color is, my color vibration.
I'm so interested in that
when I looked on your webpage a while ago.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sorry.
So I'll even let Lori guess at this one.
Well, you're a people pleaser, and so I'm going to guess you're a crystal.
Oh, you're a total crystal.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a total crystal.
I'll let Lori guess. See, I'm trying. I'm trying to open up these chakras. I got all closed up.
You're just a total crystal. Yeah.
Okay.
You're such a people pleaser. I can't even see you ever getting in a fight. Like, did you guys ever even fight?
Me and my sister?
Yeah.
No.
No, but my twin sister and I have fought before.
I would like to see that because I just can't see her fighting.
Well, I mean, the thing is, like, Bonnie by nature, I think, is really calm and passive and everything else. But, I mean, you can set her off, right, Bonnie? It can happen, but not typically.
It probably takes a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say it has to be something that she feels like completely like, what, you crossed that line when I am so passive about this, this, or that. I think it takes like a total betrayal feeling in order to trigger Bonnie.
Right.
I could be wrong. I'm speaking for you. I'm sorry.
Right.
No, I think you're right. I think I think I can tolerate a lot until then I might snap or something. But
I can't even see you snapping. I'd be like, yeah, you need to yell a little bit more.
Let it out.
You know what I was going to tell you? Do you want to know what your kids are?
Yes, that's another thing I wanted to know.
So your daughter is definitely a rainbow. Oh, my God. And so the other great thing about rainbows is I can always tell they're a rainbow by what they wear, because rainbows scream rainbow. In other words, they just dress like you can see them a mile away. Like, they like color, and they're always, like, usually dressed to a T kind of thing, but, like, their own T, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
And she dresses herself, and she's so adamant about not wanting to wear certain things until we're, like, Troy will say, you have to wear this or this, and then she'll have a big fit and cry, and finally she'll settle on something, and then she'll find out she likes it later, and then that's all she'll want to wear. It's crazy.
Okay, don't say Warren yet, because I'm gonna whisper in her ear what I think he is.
Okay.
No.
Really? I'm wrong. Okay.
Guessed indigo. But I like that, because actually the Blu-rays have took over the indigos.
Okay.
So does that make sense? So what I was saying about indigo, so Blu-rays are very stubborn. super stubborn.
And I wasn't trying to call your son stubborn, but you have to admit, Warren is stubborn.
But they're really
in
smart.
In a good, happy, sweet,
but
loving
they're really
way. But
smart.
But he can be like
stubborn.
Yeah.
I know my son.
In a happy way.
Yes.
Right, Bonnie?
Yeah. In fact, you know, I thought that maybe Sylvia would be the indigo color because she's stubborn too, but it totally, the rainbow makes sense after you say that because of some personal family stuff has happened. And so anyway, I can see that totally. Yeah. But then with Warren too, I don't know, because he says the most amazing things sometimes, like just most amazing things. It's,
well,
crazy.
So no, Blu-rays are Blu-rays are very sensitive.
That's what I mean.
And that water is really good for them and very essential. So water for a Blu-ray, like if they live near water or they take baths or swim or whatever, it's very good. But Blu-rays are very smart and telepathic. They can pick up your thoughts and whoever's thoughts that are around them just like that.
And he is intuitive.
Oh, I could see him
Bonnie
totally.
If Bonnie said, Warren's so sensitive, he picks up on anything.
I
would say he is such an indigo.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, so
I mean,
the Blu-ray.
Sure.
Well, Blu-ray.
That.
Well, Blu-ray.
I mean, sorry. Blu-ray.
No, that's right. Well, Blu-rays took over indigo. So it's Blu-ray's a softer indigo. I was talking before about indigos are warriors. Yeah. Blu-rays have taken that over where it's not such a warrior, but they will get things done. But they do things through their brain, through thinking, more than an indigo would have just like told you off. That's what they do.
Right.
So.
Yeah. No. I meant to say Blu-ray.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But she's. I could see her. So the thing about her is she's going to be very sensitive. And the other thing about Blu-rays and rainbows they're very sensitive to food and chemicals. So you, and especially with her, I could see her really being sensitive to those things.
Hmm. Yeah, I use very eco-friendly everything in my house.
you would have to. And they're sensitive to emotion.
And she's a,
yes,
and she's
she is Mary.
Vegan girl, Bonnie. Cause she
but that?
Says, I said you're my vegan girl. That's why she calls in every Saturday, most Saturdays, and calls in with a vegan recipe. And just because the healthy mind, body,
right.
And
soul. Well, the new vibrations, they have to have that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then chemicals are a big no-no.
Yeah. See, Bonnie, you're in it. See, you're doing a good job. Good. You're a good mom.
Hey. Thanks, Laura. That's so nice of you. Well, thank you so much, Vicki, too, for answering my questions. I felt a little bit maybe, you know. Anyway.
Thanks.
Well, because I was afraid, you know, because, I mean, you know, it's for other people to call in more so, but I'm very thankful. I was so curious, you know, and everything. So, and you're so sweet, and thank you so much.
How are you? Thank you. And thanks for buying my book. That's awesome.
Sure.
I'm so glad that you called in, Bonnie. No, don't feel like you shouldn't call in. I mean, hopefully this will trigger other people to call in if they're curious or whatever.
Right.
They'd like to talk to Vicki because, I mean, ultimately on this show, not only to share some beautiful gifts that Vicki has, that she is sharing already with everyone, but her book and different information and just this is what you like to do is reach out.
Oh, yeah.
This is
I love to help people heal.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I mean, that's why this is what she does. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So
this is my profession.
Yeah, exactly. So I think it's amazing. And I'm glad that you called in because otherwise you would have always been curious and you would have had to wait till my party I'm going to have. And then you only get to Astra Pajaj.
I was going to say, people traveling too.
Exactly. I'm going to have two parties. One, I think, would be fun to do the
medium gallery.
Medium gallery.
Yeah.
I got to get all
that
these terms down.
Yeah.
Well, can I ask another question?
Sure.
Okay. Sorry. Since maybe I'm pulling a little bit too much right here, so I apologize.
No,
you can say
no. Go for it. This is fun.
yeah, we're going to say no on radio.
Yeah. No. Bonnie, you're done. Click.
Yeah. people always say that they have, like, other people, like, their angels watching them. Do I have that too?
Oh, definitely. You know, around you, I actually see a masculine angel. You know, I believe angels come through with masculine or female for us, but I see a masculine one. I see actually a couple different ones. I see Archangel Raphael's with you, so healing. I do feel healing your heart right now. It's interesting because I know as a person, because I do know you personally, you never let on that you're really hurt or anything, but I do feel you have some emotional stuff to heal, especially in your heart, and you try to be the glue for everybody that I see the angel helping you right now, Raphael, with healing, and I do feel that you are going to be healing a lot. So I see that angel with you right now. And I also see another masculine angel. And I feel like this one is,
it's about fun. This angel's bringing in fun for your life, you know, working more with fun.
That's good. You know that, Bonnie.
Yeah, like more things for yourself.
I used to be really fun, I felt like, and since so many changes have been going on in our lives, I feel like I haven't been having as much fun, but... So that's good.
You're going to have fun. You're going to have fun this summer, especially at the end of the summer. I see you having some fun.
Well, her niece is getting married, my daughter. That's going to be fun in August.
What I was saying at the end. Okay. Yep. Same party celebration.
Oh, it's going to be so much fun.
And your family for you is fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
Bonnie does very good. Indulge.
But don't feel like you have to be the glue.
Yeah, no, don't let loose. We'll take care of you.
That's sweet.
Exactly.
Want to make sure that those are positive. Those are good things, right? Like positive angels.
Angels, actually, when I see angels, they're 100% love. So angels are different than spirit guides. Spirit guides will actually come in and help us with whatever we need to master, but they're more like human feeling. And they can be kind of like direct and say, this is what you have to do. Angels are always 100% love.
Now, if somebody had an experience where they... saw something and they saw something that was in a certain color, would you be able to know if they saw like angels or spirits just by hearing about the experience or no?
I might.
Bonnie, do you want to share? I put you on the spot so much. Well, I'm sorry, but I'm just curious.
Because it makes me emotional because it's frightening kind of, but not. Okay.
You don't have to tell every detail.
Into it right now, I mean, even if you don't want to talk about it, I feel like actually it was a spirit that came in just to let you know they're okay, but it scared you because, and a lot of people will do this like I was talking about earlier, is we all have the ability to be able to tune in some way, and maybe not see, but sense or feel in some way, but a lot of people will shut it off because it's scary. It's the unknown. It's, you know, oh my God. And then the belief system comes in if you're religious, oh, this is bad. You know,
I think is interesting because, like, mm-hmm. with the belief system, as far as religion goes, we're supposed to believe that our spirit moves on to, like, heaven and everything else, but yet nobody wants to believe in spirits or, like, that.
Well, different religions are different. Like, you know, my religion was you go to heaven or hell, period. So right. Then they think, you know, and I don't believe in hell. That's me now. But then you think if you're brought up in that belief system and then if you see that spirit, then you're like, if whatever your belief system is, then you're like, I shouldn't be able to see spirits. So this must be bad.
Okay.
Know? And it's something different, you know, and people read energy every day. When you walk into, you know, an office and you feel stressed, you're actually reading energy. When you walk in somewhere and you're like, ew, let me get out of here.
Or you get a stomach ache?
Yeah, you're reading energy. The minute you actually meet somebody, you're reading energy.
Yeah, it's weird because certain places will give me like this uneasy, like it'll give me a stomach ache.
Right.
And it's so weird, like not like indigestion, like seriously like a light
feeling.
It's your
intuition.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. it's the
just
worst.
And it doesn't resonate. It doesn't mean like, you know, any energy that you don't like doesn't mean it's bad. It just means it doesn't resonate with you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so like what Bonnie doesn't want to tell you, they were Justin White.
They were Justin White.
Like Justin White. I'll tell it. I'll be really quick.
Okay. Okay.
It was, Sylvie was having a temper tantrum late at night for some reason, and turns out she could see something too, apparently. We didn't know at the time, so I went out to check on her. She was throwing a fit and crying and stuff, and I was like, what is going on? So I went out our bedroom door and looked down the hallway, and I saw like what looked like someone was sitting at the bottom of the steps looking down further the hallway, and it was like a shoulder, but it looked white, like white, glowing white, and I turned the light on, and it wasn't there. I turned it off, it was there again. I was like, mm-hmm. That's weird. But I kept walking in the room, came back out, saw it again, went back in our room, and then I said, Troy, will you please go check on Sylvia, please? I can't calm her down. And then he went out, and I heard him turn the light on and off again, and then he came back in our room, and then I went out again, and then I came back, and I was like, I'm afraid for some reason, and he's like, I saw it too. And so I was like, you did not.
Cool.
So, because we're like, oh, you know, and then
cool.
We saw exactly the same thing, and the second time when I went out, I saw two images, mm-hmm. like two people. It looked like two people, kind of, but not. It looked like two people were sitting at the bottom of our steps, talking, but not. And I never saw a face or anything, but it looked like
a spirit.
Shiny white, kind mm-hmm. of. It was
they
weird.
Were spirit. They were a spirit. I don't feel they're bad. They were just here to let you know, and it's going to get more common, like I told you, with the shift. More and more people will start feeling and seeing spirits. It was a spirit. I'm just feeling like it's going to get more common where you live.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't be scared. It's, you know, and that's where I always tell people, like, it's you're always in control. If you don't want them there, tell them, hey, you need to go.
Or just tell yourself not to see them, right?
Yeah, you can do
block
that too.
It, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Because you said you learn.
The problem is that your children can't. Or it's
so maybe it's
them.
Better for so you to see what they're seeing?
Yeah, well, you know, the thing with kids, I always tell them, like, teach your kids it's a gift that they see them. Don't do how I was raised. It was horrible. It's a gift, and, you know, you can help them and talk to them and see what they want. I always tell them, like, ask them what they want.
Remember, Bonnie? That's what I told you to do with Sylvia.
Yeah, definitely.
I was like,
well,
just let her know.
Gifted.
Yeah, just let her know, and then... And just see what she says and just mm-hmm. say, I'll believe you.
And if then, she doesn't like them, then you tell her, like, listen, if you don't like it, then you tell them to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And they will.
Yeah. And we were praying about it, and it seemed to completely help. Like,
that's good.
She hasn't had any more issues since we've been praying together about it. And then also, like, just yesterday, Warren said that he has... He said, I have a gift from God too, Mom. And he just said it was just him and I talking because... he hasn't been listening lately, and so I was like, I'm sorry I yelled at you. I just, you know, I don't want to end up like Grandpa, basically. And then I said, and not Grandpa Clint. And he's like, Mommy, I know who you're talking about. God gave me a special gift, and I know what you're saying. I know what you're thinking. I was like, what? So I thought that was amazing that he would even know to say something like that. And
really?
Remember, too, he's telepathic. He's really good
okay.
at picking up everybody's thoughts. Yeah, he's super smart, you know. I mean, super smart. So, and I just see telepathic, yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know, the other thing, too, for your daughter, I saw really fast, too, was, I don't know if you know black tourmaline, which is a crystal. Do you know about that?
Mm-mm.
You can get them used. Well, there's that crystal store in Auburn, but you can get a black tourmaline. I'm seeing put it underneath her bed. It actually clears the energy and just absorbs anything that.
So like, she can see.
It'll absorb the negative energy, actually, from her where she was having that temper tantrum. Because,
yeah.
And then because people don't realize is wherever you have a temper tantrum, you need to clear that energy in your house.
Okay. Oh. That makes sense because it stays.
It's an
energy just keeps being.
Exactly. And if it's been stressful, people don't realize this too. So your whole house, you've been going through a lot of stress and the kids are, you know, acting out and everything. That's why it's so important to clear your house a lot. You know, I sage, you can do the tourmaline.
I give Bonnie about. Some sage.
Definitely sage.
Yeah.
Definitely sage. And sage yourself and sage the kids too.
The crazy thing is that when we thought she was having a temper tantrum, that's when she said something was throwing toys off her bed. And there were toys hitting our wall. And that's where I'm like, what is going on here? And then a couple days later, after I talked to Lori about it, she's like, you need to talk to her. And I did. And that's when she said, I said, whatever you tell me, Mommy will believe you. And then she said, well, you will? And then she, like, started crying. And then she's like, okay. And then she said that she said, it was someone, I don't know who it is, but they're throwing toys off my bed. And I was like,
I feel anger.
Okay.
I feel anger.
What's that?
I feel anger. I feel anger in the house. So just letting you know, too, kids can bring in, you know, I don't like to label it, but it's kind of like a poltergeist energy, and it's really just energy.
Yeah.
And when they go through, and I know yours aren't going through the change, but even when they're going from 3 to 5 or
yeah,
5 to...
Yeah, teenagers are really
teenagers
common.
Teenagers are very common. I mean, my son even pulled one, and I had to work with it for a whole year. But and because just think, when we're evolving in age, we're actually going through a different vibration shift, so we're going to pull in a different vibration.
Right.
And that's what I feel right now is coming in your house. So anything to calm the vibration. I feel like your house needs water. So do a bowl of water... with Epsom salt in it, like a half a cup of Epsom salt in it. And I would definitely do it in her room. It's going to soak up that energy, and it's going to make the energy lighter, and it's going to make her lighter. She's angry about something right now, too, just letting you know.
Well, we just moved. We moved in August, and I think
I didn't know that.
The kids are still sad, and, you know, we...
Not living like...
So where is she going to school next year? What's up with school?
Yeah, she... we talked to the teacher, so if... So far, we know that there's going to be – so far, they are planning for her to come next year to preschool again because she's 4, and so she'll go back to the Ulfer preschool. She'll
think,
be going back
okay.
there.
Just because I feel there's something up with school, and she does not. She's going to be angry over it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Maybe not wanting to leave you. Unless maybe if things get cleared out.
Yeah, that's why I definitely work with the clearing the energy in your house a lot. And I think the fun, go back to playing and having fun again.
Because maybe if she feels good, then she can take on more.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Maybe she just feels overwhelmed. I mean, like,
well,
she's a
and
little
also,
girl.
Remember,
you know?
Children always take on a parent. So it's so important for parents not to be stressed. So they need to work on their own stress level.
Okay. So both you and Dad.
Yeah, I have had a lot. Mm-hmm.
Because she's attached to you. So when you're upset, she's going to be upset.
Oh, she's Bonnie's little duplicate. I'm not joking. I've never seen anybody look more like a clone than her.
So
well,
clear
other than my
your energy.
Like
go get a massage.
What's that?
Go get a massage.
Okay.
And Becky, our sister, she would give you one.
You need somebody other than your sister.
Well, she's a massage therapist.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
right. But so sometimes it's nice to go to somebody.
That's true. Yeah.
But you can use whatever. Get a massage.
Yeah.
Get a massage.
She's like, bottom line, get one.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Vicki, for all of your information and everything. And I'm sorry I got a little emotional with my kids, you know.
No,
like,
that's fine. No, I couldn't either.
Yeah.
No, definitely.
Okay. Well, thank you again so much for taking so much time for me. Thank you.
Oh, you're
my goodness.
Thank
we
you.
Love you, Benita.
Thanks, Laurie. And yeah. We love you, too. And I hope you guys have a great night. I'll continue watching.
Okay,
on,
yay.
On
thank
live.
You. I appreciate it. And, you know, I love you guys, and I appreciate the support. And, Stefan, I think it's really awesome. And I hope Vicki, you know, other people discover her and all the ways that she is helping people. And so I'm glad that she's your friend, and I'm glad you brought her to me. So.
Oh, you're welcome, and you guys both have a great night, and thank you again.
Thanks.
I love
you.
Thanks.
All right, it's good talking to you. Bye-bye.
She's so cute.
She's so sweet.
Okay, we're going to a break. Okay, when we come back, we're just going to chat about some more things that you guys all want to hear. I know it. So stay tuned for The Dirt.
Lori and her guests are waiting to hear from you. Give them a call at 742-5555. Once again, that's 742-5555. Now back to the show that explores the outer limits of humanity. Here's Lori and The Dirt.
Hi, everybody. You're listening to The Dirt, and I'm so excited to have Vicki Emanuel here with me. And she's just amazing. We've been having a great conversation. You helped my sister, and you're going to help me manifest something. I have to decide yet. In 30 days, manifest anything you want in 30 days. She is the author of this book, and you can get it anywhere. Mm-hmm. Barnes & Noble, you can get it Amazon. You said there's a Kindle book, everything.
Yeah, it's ebook too.
Ebook, mm-hmm. Okay. And so anyway, check out this book, you know, purchase it, and it can change your life. I mean, start today, this month.
Well, everybody does manifest. They just don't realize it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, help channel it.
Right.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. So, and also, you also have, like you said, you have some seminars or a webinar coming up.
Yes, I have different webinars.
Okay. So, why don't you give everybody your information again, just to make sure.
Yeah. To visit my website is always the easiest. That's where I put everything. It's energyreader.com.
Okay.
Because I am an energy reader, so that's pretty easy. Mm-hmm. I put my webinars on there. I also have one with Hey House.com. I have a webinar there that you can already purchase. But I have future webinars, and the great thing about my webinars is I'm going to let people call in too.
Okay.
So, you know, I can help you a little bit personally.
That's really great. And also, she would possibly have these parties. And
yeah,
and
well,
I'm excited
yeah.
because I really am going to have one. So if you guys want to be on the invite list, you better email me.
Yeah, but for everybody that isn't in the area where I live, I do medium galleries, and I'm starting to do them on Skype. So
oh, cool.
Yeah, so anybody can tune in. You know, it'll be a limit of 10 people. You know, people that have parties usually have like 20 people at their house. But the great thing with Skype is you can be around the world now, because right now I have clients in Australia and all over. So this way you don't have to live right here.
That is amazing. And because she does the remote readings and different things like that, talent is extreme here, you guys. So if you want to learn or, you know, gain any knowledge, or I don't know how you would want to say it.
Well, I do personal readings too. You know, I've been doing, I mean, for 15 years now, I've been doing personal readings. So everything's by phone. I get the same information over phone. So if you want a personal reading, in my readings, I can go over everything, health, mediumship, you know, what's coming up, love life. The two most things are always money and love.
Really?
So, yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, everybody get a hold of her if you can, because, I mean, I think it's a lot of fun, too. I mean, focus on something good for yourself, you know, figure out something you want to do with your life. Just start refocusing into that positive energy, and I know I'm going to, and so is Chris. And so we're pretty excited about that. And Chris just says back there.
Whether Chris wants to or not, he's going to.
Always stay positive. Always stay positive.
Yeah, he's always smiling. That's a good thing. So anyway, I wanted to just basically ask you this big question. And, of course, Chris wants to know, too, what do you think about aliens?
Oh, yeah. Well, yes, definitely there are aliens. You know,
I'm not one, am I?
No, you're
okay,
not.
Cool.
But you know, I will tell you right now, there's a lot of alien walk-ins right now.
I believe it.
A lot. And there is going to be more UFO sightings. They've already started, but this year specifically, there's going to be a lot more UFO sightings. And when I do my energy healings, so I do energy healings, I do mine remotely. So actually is what I do is I tell the person when I'm going to do it, and I record it. You will feel it when I'm doing it, but I actually record it. So I work with chakras. I clear karma. Things will come up that your body talks to me and tells me, you know, it needs certain nutrients or health-wise or whatever it is. I can actually pull out disease or whatever your body needs, I do. But recently in the last, I'm going to say 6 months, there's been a lot of alien attachments.
Really?
Oh, my God, yes.
Okay, explain that. What is that?
Yeah, so, and I, you know, I was always like, if people only knew, they would freak out. And they do understand once when I record it, they do understand. So an alien attachment is, aliens to me, you know, they're not like the dome head. There are ones that are dome heads and all that too. But they're just different energies and they're from different planets. And when I say an alien, because actually people can have alien as a guide. And aliens are not, I'm not saying they're bad. They're kind of like people. Some could be bad, some could be good. But they have no emotions. They're super smart, but they have no emotions. And the recent alien attachments I've been seeing actually have been kind of sucking people dry. So if you have been very drained, anger has been setting into your body, a lot of anger. I've been calling them as succubuses. They've been attaching to people's energy field and just sucking them dry.
Wow.
Yeah, it's not good. And so I've been detaching them. There has been a lot more of those right now because of the energy shifting, because we shifted into Aquarius times. So there is going to be more alien. And kind of everything.
Okay.
And that's where I said before about astral traveling is just being careful, because when we're not in control of our body, things can attach themselves.
Okay.
And, you know, and even with my daughter, I actually just recently had to do an energy healing on her. And any kid that's very high light, you know, mm-hmm. super light, that's where the any lower vibrations or just different energies will try to come in on those.
And do you recommend, okay, let's just say for someone like Chris, who
does like an alien
not
believer? Wait, do you think that we have like there's no way possible for another life?
Oh no, he's a paranormal investigator.
No,
you're
totally.
Paranormal.
Oh,
yeah. So I was just gonna say, for somebody like him who's going into these places where there's obvious. I mean, I think everything is haunted. It's just that some places,
energy, right.
Yeah. Okay, so when you go to places like this, do you recommend any sort of routine cleansing?
Yeah,
of
definitely
some sort?
Clear
and
your
what
energy
field.
Yeah. So how do you wait? So you are doing that. So I'm sure when you get home, sometimes, do you ever have any problems when you get home or afterwards?
No.
Are you pretty good at?
Do you feel exactly the same?
No, I mean sometimes I might feel like something came home with me, but it never sticks around for more than a day or two.
Like
it never bothers me.
And off or anything. That's good.
No.
Yeah, so you definitely want to clear your energy field with the
smudging.
I even just recommend just fluffing your energy field down and wiping it off.
Okay.
You know, it's just like anything else. The more open you become, when you say you're going into these, it's not really the haunted places are the aliens, you know? It's mm-hmm. where I've been seeing them tons. California has some crazy energy, let me tell you. Actually up in the mountains a lot around where the stone, a lot of the
crystal,
stone.
Granite, I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
oh, yeah.
I'm reading a book.
Energy.
Have
yes.
you ever heard of Missing 411?
No.
Okay, you need to read that.
I probably do, because I've never seen such crazy energy.
Okay, no, Missing 411 is written by David Pilates, and I just got his first book. Actually, my brother bought it for me. At first I was like, wow, this is kind of an expensive book. I'm sorry, David, if you're listening. But after reading it, it is so filled with information and research. I can see why I would charge that much, too, for the information he's going to. There's all of these accounts in national parks where people go missing, and it has a lot to do, and he's, like, putting this stuff together.
They go missing in the granite site?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And he's, like, connecting to, like, the alien thing mm-hmm. and everything. It's amazing, mm-hmm. actually. And I'm reading it. I'm freaked out. I'm never going to hike in the Cascades, ever. And, in fact, he said that he doesn't like to, like, make anybody, like, feel all scared. He said, but that is one place he would not ever hike.
Where is it?
The Cascades.
Where's that?
Well, it can be like what Colorado. I think
out west is this is the most. And mind you, I do. I have clients in Cambodia. I have clients around the whole world, so I can tune into their energy and astral travel there. California has the most craziest energy. Most out west. Out west from Colorado. I don't know if you have you heard of shadow people.
Yes.
Oh my God! When I first moved here, that's all I saw. Even my husband saw one, which you know he's intuitive, but not like me. But yeah, really weird, funky energy.
So, what are the shadow people? I've never witnessed one, but I mean, have you seen one
with the investigations?
I haven't seen one, but we've been on a ton of investigations that are plagued by shadow people.
Yeah, where the people are like complaining
It's the most common thing we come across.
Yeah, well, yeah, especially out here. I never even saw shadow people until I lived out here, moved out here actually. So shadow people, what I've seen is all different sizes, and they do look like they're very dense. So they're black, but they're dense. Not black evil, but black dense, and their silhouettes. And I never seen, though, I guess there's this boogeyman type. I've never seen that one, but I've seen different sizes. I've seen kids, adult size, you know, different sizes. And from what I channeled of them is they're actually just very interested in us. To me, they come from the center of the ground. So they come actually from nature, from in the middle of the ground. And so that's why they're so dark, and that's why they're called shadow people. And then when they come out, you know, they're kind of like, I've always seen my shadow people like looking very interested, like looking at people. And I think that I don't feel like they would take us over, but I think that we intrigue them, which I think is interesting because of that. But it's what I read about them, because it was the first time that I started seeing them. I'm like, what are these? And I was calling them shadow people, and I looked on the internet, and it explained them to the exact same thing I was seeing. And they said that they're around people that are grieving, and there's different ones. There's, I guess, some that are grieving or lower vibrations or psychics, you know. But I do see them all up in so I live in Auburn, so I see them all in the woods and the rocky areas and the mining areas too. Yeah.
So maybe places where there's out in California, there's a lot of caves and stuff.
Yes.
And there's a lot of underground tunnels, like even throughout Marysville, Colusa. There's a lot of tunnels.
Mount Shasta.
Mount Shasta.
Crazy. That's the craziest place I've ever been to.
There's also Oroville has tons of underground. And in fact, some of their buildings collapsed once. One of the schools, I think, collapsed down and the ground gave out.
Okay, that's kind of my neck of the woods up in Oroville.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot of that.
So I feel like they Sacramento? Come from center earth. So they're inner earth, and that's why they're dark.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting. And so you don't really pick up that they're evil.
I don't think that they're evil. I think they're intrigued by us just as much as we're intrigued by them, you know, and because I always see them, but they'll run and hide. Like if you look at them, then they run and hide, or they'll like just be looking at the distance and looking at us. I wouldn't even call them aliens because they're inner earth. They're not from another planet. But, in the haunted houses you're going into, you're probably not going to be dealing with aliens. Aliens more of star energy, which is outside.
Yeah.
But I have been seeing them attached to people. And actually reptiles. I don't know if you've ever heard of the reptiles.
I had a reptilian on the show, actually.
Yikes.
Yeah. She said she was. And she brought her daughter. And, like, their eyes.
Did you see her eyes?
I didn't see anything happen, like, for me or whatever. But, she explained some things, and she had, like, a little discoloring on her back and on her daughter that she was born with, and they're very psychic. But, I mean, honestly, I couldn't really tell.
Right, on her. You will see right now, though, I see a lot of them coming in and actually doing the walk-ins that I was talking about, so taking over people's bodies, and you'll see their eyes actually, their eyes do look like little slivers. And, I don't know about her, but the new ones coming in are... Mm-hmm. I don't resonate with them because I feel that they're lower energy.
Okay.
Yeah, but, ones that could have already been here, I don't know, a lot about.
And I guess, she's supposed to be, a reptilian hybrid.
Right. That's
okay, so not,
that's
yeah.
These are walk-ins that are coming in.
Right, exactly. I never have one of those.
Yeah. I was hoping you don't.
Yeah, no, I won't even know where to find one.
they don't want to be known anyways. So.
Yeah. So most people can't see them, right?
No, but the amazing thing is people don't even realize, once I do the energy healing, they'll be like, oh, my God, I can breathe now. I feel so good, blah, 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 blah. And it's because this alien was being a succubus. And I do feel that there's going to be more. I feel an earthquake coming up actually tomorrow.
tomorrow in the ocean. But after that, there's going to be major earth changes coming actually this month and next month. And with those, I do feel old. I keep on getting old. Different animals, sea life is going to be resurfacing from like ancient, from beginning of times. And actually the earthquake is going to shake it up in the ocean where these things are coming. So I do feel like there might be some alien creatures too, sea creatures.
Well, what's interesting is a friend of mine who actually his parents, they live in the Bahamas, and they got a video of, and they can't figure out how to send it. They're older and everything like that, but they have it on video of a saucer that was just hovering above the ocean, and then it took a tilt and went down.
Yeah.
Straight in, and then they were standing there talking and filming, and then he said only a few minutes later, out it shot and took off.
They're in Florida right now a lot. Tons of people have seen them. Fort Myers is actually where I'm from. It's big. Yeah. And, I state everything on YouTube. I give a monthly forecast on what's coming up. And one of the things would be, seeing UFOs and stuff. So you can always check out that, too, on YouTube. But there's going to be more UFOs, tons more UFOs being seen. And they do. They go under and they go in the water. And it's really crazy because the ones I've seen in Florida. So the Florida alien energy is very high. Out here, it's different. It's different alien energy. Out west. Yeah. Total different places.
Okay. So. Now, since you do read energies and stuff, like, do you feel a different energy change in generally in people, or being in certain areas? Do like we take on an energy of like the earth where we're at?
Totally. So people, one of the questions they'll say, "Hey, I want to move, and I want to move here," and I'll put their energy in there, and I'll be like, "Yes or no? Like, totally is not going to vibe or not." And it does. Even I moved from Florida to here. Even the way I look and feel and everything, it totally changes. Definitely.
Where do you feel like you were most comfortable, here or Florida?
I'm still trying to find my place in California.
Really? That's what you're
searching
for?
Yeah, but I know I'm supposed to be here. I do know I'm supposed to be here. It's so funky. Coming from such a high, I was in Florida for 24 years. It's all water. It's very high energy, what I was telling you about.
Right.
So here's the great thing about here when I first moved here, because I live in Ophir, it's very grounding. Think about all the granite, all that. Very, very earthy. Very grounding.
Yes.
So I did get grounded, but I'm missing that high energy. That's why I'm relocating to the ocean.
Exactly. You know? And I love the ocean, too. That's where I feel my best. Like just
but people don't realize that even in a job or at their house, they can just really change. Like I told Bonnie, you definitely need to clear that energy out. You'll feel amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's so you said like sage is a good way, finding out what crystals are good for your energy field and
tourmaline's always good. Tourmaline
or seeing
actually,
someone like you that can clear.
Yeah, so with my energy healings is what I do is clear your chakras, clear your energy. First thing always is clear your energy field. People don't realize, just like a computer, it needs defragged. So you have you have this energy field of yours for years that you haven't cleared. All those thoughts, all those emotions, all those feelings, negative people, people attaching themselves to you, you don't realize that just clearing your energy field, you're going to feel amazing. And actually, when you have a clogged energy field is when disease and all those things can actually affect your health.
Yeah, that's true. So as far as, like, the healing and stuff, usually it's for emotional, though, with you. Like, or do a lot of people come to you for just health reasons?
Oh, no, for everything. Actually,
really?
Because people don't realize, if your chakras aren't balanced or if you have karma, because I also clear your past karma, I clear different things, sometimes you can't move forward in life. So just doing one energy healing, you'll be amazed at something that you've been wanting or even manifestation. You can't manifest it because that chakra is not working efficiently. Then it just really shifts. I even work with children with academics. Just one time I can bring an F to an A for an academic.
Okay, you guys, listen to that. You're sick of, like, after-school study, summer school.
Well, yeah, people don't realize that, we're left and right brain, but it's all you have to do is balance that, and I can do that through energy healing. It's amazing. Like, and I work all the time, almost every day I work on my own kids.
Okay, that's amazing. That's really cool. Now, there was something else I was going to ask you. And it was we're going to a quick break. So since we come back, I'll have it back. So everybody stay tuned for the dirt. And we've been having a lot of fun. So stay tuned and we'll have our last segment.
And now, here comes your diva of the dark. Here's Lori and the dirt.
Hi, everybody. You're listening to The Dirt, and we're having a really fun time. This is a fast 2 hours. I don't want it to end. I'm just having too much fun.
Fast.
Vicky's awesome. Okay, so really quick. I know I keep saying it over and over, but you know what? Hey, we got to do what we got to do for our friends. Manifest anything you want in 30 days. You've got to get this book. I got it for free, but it's still worth it. You guys, you got to pay for something in life. I mean, give up 2 Starbucks and get yourself something that you can manifest something positive in your life. It'd be great. And also check out her website, which is
energyreader.com.
Energyreader.com, or you can go to my site too, On the Dirt, and you can find her there. So I post her all over the place. So anyway, if you want to give us your number one more time too.
Yes, it's 239-851-4563.
Okay. All right, so we only have a few minutes left, and what do you want to tell everybody? Is there anything that you would want to tell us about?
Wow, well, we've covered so much.
I know, we really have. We have somebody on the other line, Toby. Okay, well, that solves a little bit of our question of what to talk about next. Toby, are you there with us?
I'm here.
Hi, thank you so much for calling into The Dirt. Do you have a question for Vicky?
Yes, I do. By the way, I just discovered your show just a few weeks ago. I really like your show.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you very much. So can I call you a dirt head? that's my fans. They're dirt heads.
I'll tell you what. It's better to call me a dirt head than a dirt bag, okay?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. You're definitely not that. No, the dirt head is a good thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's your question for Vicky? And thank you again for listening to The Dirt.
okay, now I'm derailed. I'm now that I'm an official dirt head.
That's right.
Do we get T-shirts?
You know, actually, my website, I do have Dirthead T-shirts designed, and they will be available very soon. They're awesome, and it's going to be shirts that I'm going to give out and different things for callers. So you will be able to get
that.
If you continue listening, you'll get your Dirthead shirt, guaranteed.
All righty.
Let me know what size, so I can have it on in store.
You're manifesting a Dirthead T-shirt.
Yep, you are.
But you didn't know that.
Oh, okay, there we go. Now I know it's manifest.
Okay.
Deep breath. I'm having difficulty manifesting. I'm blocked. I'm at a crossroads in my life, mm-hmm. a really important one. I'm shifting gears and I don't.
Yeah,
I can't find the stick shift. I'm supposed to shift gears, and I can't even find the pedal or the stick shift.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up, because I'm sure other people are going through the same thing as you. First thing I do when I tune into your energy, you're all over the place. For one, you're trying way too hard, and your mind is going a mile a minute. You're just da-da-da-da-da,
yes.
And then should I be over here? And then is what happens is you pull yourself out of your body, and then you're not grounded, and now you can't focus, okay? So my biggest thing is I tell people you've got to get in control of your mind, not let your mind get in control of you. And that's one of the things with manifesting is we are the creator of our reality, but you can't do that when you can't focus. So number one, start meditating. Do you meditate?
Yes, I try to. I've been having difficulty lately getting into the alpha state. Again, you're right. My mind is all over the place.
Mm-hmm. And get a CD, a guided CD. Don't try to do it on your own, and do it every day. It becomes a habit. The sooner you can meditate and quiet your mind, the sooner your whole world will stop and, you know, focus, and then you'll be able to manifest. The other thing I feel with you is a lot of anxiety. So I'm seeing environment. Definitely, we were talking about earlier about energy of your environment. Make sure the energy environment is very calm. With the universal shift I've been telling you that's coming, this is all the whole universe, and actually May and June, if you tune into my YouTube, you will see May and June is going to be a very high, difficult month for tons of people. They're going to feel a lot of anger. There's going to be a lot of anger going on in the whole world because of the shifting of the earth, which I was talking about before, and you're very sensitive to other people's energy. So you might not even realize it. It's not even your own stuff, okay? So you need to get grounded. One way of getting grounded is putting rocks, or do you have stones or crystals that you use?
I love semi-precious stones. I have malachite and amethyst.
Oh,
and
those are great ones. Do you have them on you at all times?
Right now in my pocket I have malachite, green adventurine, and citrine.
Okay, good. And the other way to ground yourself is going, and I'm actually going to be having a webinar on all these techniques, but go outside barefoot because you are not grounded whatsoever at all. Get out in nature, and get out in nature as much as you can right now. That's really going to ground you too. And then the meditation is going to help slow down your mind. You definitely got to get in grasp of your mind.
Maybe meditate outside.
Oh, that's always even better. That's even
Combine it, double that.
Even better. But until you get, and you know, because I feel all this anxiety around you, and until you get into quieting your mind and grounding yourself, you're not going to be able to manifest, or you're going to feel like you're blocked.
When you said a guided CD, can you recommend one?
Well, I love Kelly Howell. I just love her voice. You can go on Amazon.com and get any of the she has, like, different ones for different things, you know.
Okay, what was that name again?
Kelly Howell. I think it's H-O-W-E-L is how you spell her name.
Okay.
And I just found this other one, too, which I love her, and it's a chakra, because your chakras, you definitely need an energy healing. You need some chakra clearing. Definitely your root chakra. Do you know anything about chakras?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so really work on your root chakra.
Can I go through myself, you know, start from the root chakra and go up and just do it myself, or do I have to have help?
I mean, that's up to you, you know. It's up to you. For you, like, if you want fast help, definitely get some help. Even myself, I do energy healings, but it's so much nicer to have somebody else work on me. You know what I'm saying?
It's like a beautician.
Yeah, exactly. you know, I do.
Yeah.
You definitely need grounded. You're not in your body at all. You know, first thing if I was working on you is get you in your body and get you grounded. And that's going to help quiet your mind right there. You know a great...
Okay.
Do you live with somebody?
No, just dogs.
Okay. Oh,
dogs are good. Dogs
have your dogs lay, have your dogs lay on your feet. That's going to help ground you.
Oh, they're very good at that. They love that.
Yeah.
They'll do that.
Have them lay on your feet because that's going to keep anything with your feet is going to keep you here on earth. But another one, it's Amy Rashi, I believe it's R-A-S-H-E-E-E, Amy Rashi. She has a great meditation tape that also guides you through chakras. That would be good for you.
Okay. Amy Rashi and Kelly Howell.
Yes, those two.
And I definitely want to get my hands on your book, too.
Yeah, definitely. And number one, though, you got to quiet your mind. Well, and my book goes through all that, too. So, and there's some grounding techniques and different energy techniques that I have in my book.
I think one reason I'm not grounded and I'm all over the place, and a lot of it is fear.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not in a real stable situation, you know, financially. And, I can't manifest it if I can't calm down. And
exactly. Okay. The biggest thing is people don't realize with finances is they start worrying, and then in fear, well, actually you're going to make your finances a lot more mess, and it's not going to be abundant. So you have to switch that and switch the thinking and start positive affirmations.
I'm the epitome of not focused right now.
Well, you're not grounded.
I'm working on it.
You're not grounded.
Yep. So I hear you.
Okay.
Okay.
Everything you said resonates. It really resonates.
Oh, good. Well, work on grounding yourself. Definitely grounding.
I'm going to go out and dig a hole in the ground right now. I have leak. Well, I have leaky pipes. There's a puddle in my yard.
You know
I have to dig it up, and I have got to replace the pipes.
Well, you
so
know,
there
leaky
you go.
Pipes is also emotional imbalance, so there's your leak.
Well, and there's your ground. So you, you'll be working on yourself
your
and the pipe.
Your house is talking to you, too.
I'll have water and earth.
Very good.
Well,
thank you for taking my call.
Oh,
and,
absolutely. It was great talking to you.
How long does your show stay on in the evenings?
It's every Saturday night from 5 to 7 p.m.
Okay, I'm writing that down.
Awesome.
Like I said, I accidentally found you, and I thought, wow, this is a cool little show, and it's local.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm really glad that you found me, and so spread it around, maybe if you have some other friends that have the interest in the paranormal. And thank you again for calling. Thank you very much, Vicki Emmanuel,
Thanks
for being
for
here tonight.
Me.
Oh, I just love everything to do with everything you're doing. Thank you, Chris Singleton, for being here, and everybody stay tuned for the Great American Story coming up next with Bob Day.